Terry Pegula made his fortune by drilling for natural gas in Pennsylvania. He stepped back after he sold the lion's share of his company 8 years ago for $4.7 billion. He used part of his fortune to buy the Buffalo Sabres and Bills and build Harbor Center adjacent to the downtown hockey arena.
If I want to make some money, I'll go drill a gas well.
Pegula is back drilling. He started a new company that started drilling wells in 2015 around Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. That's located about 2.5 hours southeast of Buffalo. The small borough is home to John Regas and was headquarters to his now bankrupt Adelphia Cable. Natural gas is lodged deep underground in shale rock, and extracting it can cause serious environmental problems, including air pollution and the contamination of underground water. The fracking company Pegula previously owned was frequently cited for regulatory violations and drew mediocre grades for its environmental track record from fracking watchdog groups, including the Public Herald, an investigative reporting center based in Pittsburgh. It's headed by Joshua Prabanik.
Pegula's previous company, East Resources, operated with a lot of the same environmental problems that the current company operates with.
Pegula's company, JKLM Energy, is much smaller than its previous operation, although it appears to have designs for major growth, having leased land that's more than 3 times the size of the landmass of Buffalo. Larger fracking companies in Pennsylvania have been cited for more violations in recent years than JKLM because of their size. But a report issued last spring by Penn Environment found that JKLM had more violations per active well than any major operator in the state. The second worst offender wasn't even close.
Our research found that they had repeated environmental violations that contaminated drinking water and created other environmental hazards. JKLM clearly, based on this, has a serious problem following the environmental protections in Pennsylvania.
That's Adam Garber, a co-author of the study, which considered violations of state regulations between 2008 in September 2016. My own review of state enforcement records found inspectors cited Pegula's company for violations during 20 inspections conducted since 2015. The state has slapped JKLM with more than $500,000 in fines, most of them involving violations at the Reese Hollow drilling site in 2015. The violations including contamination of the drinking water supplies of nearby residents. State regulators aren't the only ones keeping an eye on Pegula's operation. Law enforcement agents of the Iroquois Confederacy say they have been investigating the company since December.
We're in the woods. We're in the rivers.
That's Nicholas Snow, the chief federal marshal of the Confederacy. Snow said his team has observed activity by JKLM or its subcontractors that he believes represents violations of both state regulations and treaty rights. The marshals are continuing their investigation, and Snow said the Iroquois will consider taking legal action in federal court or Native American courts if necessary. Pegula's company has its share of supporters in Cowdersport, including Brian Ruan, a member of the Cowdersport Borough Council.
I'm glad they're here. They have provided some jobs. They've provided some industry here.
Indeed, JKLM and its subcontractors are major employers in the region. The fracking is also the source of impact fees paid to local governments that came to well over $500,000 last year. JKLM also has made charitable donations to some 15 community organizations, including schools, libraries, and the volunteer fire department. Pegula and other company officials refused to speak with Investigative Post for this story. Over the past several weeks, I've repeatedly called and emailed a half a dozen people associated with JKLM or Pegula's business ventures in Buffalo. None were willing to talk. Some didn't even respond to my inquiry. For WBFO, I'm Jim Heaney with Investigative Post. You can find a detailed written version of this story on our website, investigativepost.org.